If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello, Originals fans, and thank you so much for joining us today for the Originals here at AfterBuzz TV. We've got a very exciting show for you. We're talking about Season 4, Episode 2, No Quarters, and boy, do we have a special guest for you, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey!
We are family.
We sing here sometimes.
Not very good, but we sing.
It's terrible.
It's terrible singing. But hello, everyone. And in case you didn't get the memo, the Michelson clan is back together as a family. So that's why we chose this song to start today with. I'm your host, Tiana Hobson. Roxy Stryer will be back next week, so don't get crazy on me right now. But you can find me on Twitter at the Tiana Hobson. And joining me, I have my lovely co-host, Sam D.
Hey, guys. You can find me, Sam Davidson, Sam D, 43, Twitter and Instagram. And we have the live chat open, so just keep on chatting.
And today, we have a very, very special guest. I'm so excited to have him here. His name is Okoye Brunson.
Yay!
And he plays Adam on The Originals. Yeah. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah. You're just so happy. I love it. Especially since the little bit that we've seen you on the show, you have not been super, like,
I've been pretty scared.
Yeah, like, scared and, like, very serious, but he hasn't stopped smiling since I've seen him at the studio, so.
I just keep him be like, you're so cute, and just keep on, like, hugging the poor kids.
Well, yes, and in case you guys don't know, he plays Adam, who just went missing, and there's this whole mystery going on with Adam, and we're gonna try and get to the bottom of it. We're gonna see if our tickle torture will help us get some answers. But I've heard that he is solid and he's not going to break. He's not going to give us any information, but we're going to try anyways. So this week, let's get into the episode. We have Vincent, who is trying to find Adam, actually, and not doing too well on his search at all.
Yeah, it's weird, right? Because I just feel like Vincent kind of should be trying. He's trying hard, but Vincent usually doesn't come up empty, right?
Yeah, true.
And you've watched the show. You're a fan of the show as well.
I watched some of it, yes.
Okay. So what do you, well, without giving away too much, we know that Adam was lured to this house with some sort of mystical energy, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden he's just gone.
Yeah.
Do we know where he is?
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you where I am. But, you know, it's going to be amazing. Once you find out where I am, it's just going to be...
Oh, wow.
I can't wait.
That's so cool. Yeah, because people in the chat are like, hashtag justice for Adam. you know, they're freaking out. I hope he's still alive. And I'm pretty dang confident he's still alive. But I think that, you know, we'll get into that later. But I have some theories on what Adam has been up to. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we know that it's now connected. Vincent, you know, he does get some discovery in his quest. He, first of all, gets beat up by some spirits. Let's call a spade. He got mm-hmm. thrown against a wall and almost knocked out.
Ouch.
By some spirits. Luckily, though, he had his protective charm from your mom, who on the show.
Maxine
had given him, which, I mean, I'm a little sad because I really thought they brought Maxine and Adam into the show so that Vincent could have, like, a little family.
Like a love interest.
Yeah, like a love interest. And, like, oh, look, she has a young son who, you know, all witches. Like, yes, this is awesome right now. You know, mm-hmm. the single mom's going to find love. And then they go and, you know, Adam disappears, and now it's like, okay, well, if they were to start getting romantically together now, it would be a little morbid, like her son's missing.
Well, but, you know, Vincent is kind of serving as this male father figure in a way that she, you know, she doesn't have a husband and helping to find Adam. So I think at the end of the day, hopefully once they find him, they could all be like, oh, haha, like, now we're a family.
Yeah, yeah.
This, like, Vincent finding Adam, you know, could kind of be the thing that, like, makes them a family.
Because he has nobody.
Yeah.
Basically. So, we want to give him a family. We want to be a part of his family, you know?
Yes, we want Vincent to be happy. And he finds out, because we, at the end of the first episode, we saw the symbol, which was the Ouroboros. Oh, I remembered something.
Right, is that what it is? Ouroboros?
Yes. Yeah, which is, like, either the snake or the dragon that is constantly, like, eating itself in... coming back to life, and it's all about the circle of life and all that jazz. So Vincent sees this and he's like, oh no, oh no.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And then he opens up that safe with the book and he's like, it's the same symbol. So now I'm thinking, okay, we know Vincent's past is that he got out of the magic stuff because some bad things were happening. And it seems like it's catching up to him now. Is that what you felt too, Sam?
Yeah, I felt like when he realized what was happening, he just backed up and said, oh, whoa, I didn't sign up to get myself back into this. And this is a whole new ball game. Like, I'm still going to help, but I'm not going to just run into it. Because I do feel like there's more he's not sharing.
He doesn't really know what he's dealing with either.
Yeah.
You know? So everything is a surprise in this season. This whole season, everything's a surprise.
Everything's a surprise. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're doing there. Getting us all excited for the season and stuff. All right. I think that means that we might be seeing a little bit more of Adam throughout the season.
Yes.
If
I think so.
It's full of surprises. So hopefully, you know, we get Adam back and that he's safe and this isn't like Stranger Things and he's in the Upside Down or something like that.
Let's see. Glavis Jomo, sorry, I probably butchered that first part, said, hey ladies, did that charm get burnt into Vincent's hand? We didn't see. I didn't notice that, but...
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it did. There's a lot of things that had happened so fast. That's why we watched this a couple times.
Yeah.
That then we're like, oh, that didn't happen, but... I think the charm was a very interesting touch that will come back into play continuously. So, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ivan Soto said it did not. I don't know. Thought it could have been interesting, you know. Who knows?
But I love that charm, and I like that he, you know, explained it too. He's like, oh, you know, a mother's love for her son is, you know, kind of the greatest power ever. It reminded me a little bit of Harry Potter. You know, mother's love, saving young child's life. Mm-hmm. There's no Harry Potter scar, at least that we've seen. But, you know, just, I know I reference Harry Potter way too much on this show, but that theme there, it kind of, like, reminded me of that, and I liked it.
Are you a big Harry Potter fan? Have you gone down that road, or no?
I haven't went down that road. I don't want to be addicted.
It's a long, long road.
Yeah, because I'm already addicted to so many other TV shows. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll save that for later.
Yeah, save it for later, kid, because it will run your whole life like it does mine.
Gemini 9857 said Ava could be involved.
That is interesting, especially since we're bringing up his past and, you know, Ava being around. And we don't know the full story there. Mm-hmm. So,
like I said it at the beginning of the season because, you know, they did a 5-year time jump. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they're starting over. They're starting new mythology, kind of introducing all these new characters, new stories. It almost feels like a reboot, which I love, because sometimes some things seem tired, so I'm excited that there's this new era.
Yeah, like with Hope, she's all grown up.
Oh, yeah,
now.
Exactly.
She's like, she knows that she's being hidden now, you know, protected. So, yeah, it's like starting all over again, because I watched, like, the first season, the second season, and just starting all over again.
It's a very exciting show, and I mean, I think that is one of the things that's the appeal of this show is that it can reinvent itself. It's only season four. We're already kind of reinventing and finding new ways to tell these stories so that it doesn't feel stagnant and like we're just repeating the same things over and over
and,
again.
And Super Biggie K-pop said Ava used to steal kids, so maybe it's her.
This is true. She did used to steal kids, and we know that Vincent said this won't stop, and from the preview we got, it looked like there's some more kids out there who are involved, and I think that they're trying to lure Hope into this whole thing too, which would be very sad for everyone, but it would give everyone a reason to come back to New Orleans now that they've vowed to stay out.
I wouldn't mess with Hope. Are you kidding me? No one knows what she can do.
That's the thing about Hope. Like, you don't know because she has
It's a mystery. She's a mixture, so you don't know.
Yeah.
And she's a mixture of, like, two other mixtures. So I would be terrified of her. I think that she's going to be able to do very scary things.
Because she's like a hybrid of a hybrid. Everything that you've seen throughout the whole series.
Yes, exactly.
Which is why she needed her dad, which is why we went to the extremes to get Klaus back tonight, you know, or on Friday's episode. So I want to talk about Klaus and his struggle, because we saw that he got stabbed with Papa Tunde. I always mess up that name. Roxy's usually here to say it, not me.
Papa Tunde.
Yes, with his knife that puts him into the torture thing. But what Klaus's mind has done is it's created this world where he isn't feeling the pain that his body is going through, and he's actually sitting here with the best guidance counselor of his life, Cammy. And I know that fans were super excited to see Cammy back, you know, hashtag Camille all over the place. Everyone knows my feelings on that relationship. I'm not here for it, but I'm also not here to say that she didn't do a great job tonight. It was good to see her back. It was good to have that familiarity with Klaus and her talking, and kind of, she's not even alive and he's imagining what she would say to him in this situation. That is a deep impact that she has had on his life.
Yeah, it's just such a tease to know that, like, it's not real, she's not real. Like, yes, she came back to set and filmed this, but in my heart of hearts, I always hope that somebody can be brought back from the dead. And but, you know, Roxy said last week, I think it's pretty, like, set in stone with her. Yeah. And, you know, how often is this going to happen? Was this her final episode? My head keeps on spinning. But then we got the Claroline thing that could be happening.
Claroline for life! Woo!
Yes, so that's Klaus and Caroline from The Vampire Diaries, if you're not familiar. We're a bit obsessed. But, yeah, like, it was nice to see that she was the one that he imagined that pulled him out of this.
Yeah, and she's the one who it needed to come from. How do you feel about Klaus and Camille being reunited?
It's interesting because, you know, Klaus and Camille, I feel like they belong together, you know?
Oh, he's one of those shippers.
I do, too. I'm with
you. They just click.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's nobody else for Klaus, if you get what I'm saying. Like,
Okay. I thought we were friends, but it's cool.
I'm on both sides. I'm like, go for whoever and I'll be happy.
I mean, all I have to say is clear that he has a type because they're both blonde.
Yes.
So
and the type, I think, tends to look like his sister a little bit, just in general. I mean, they both look like Rebecca to me at the same time. So he likes blondes.
So that's some deep-rooted issues if he's going after girls who look like his sister, too.
Yeah, you know, I mean, some people do that. It's bizarre. But they have, they have a type. And those two women look like Rebecca. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I mean, to get into what they talked about, you know, Cammy is the one who's telling him, you know, you need to pull this dagger out of yourself. And he's like, I can't do it. But, you know, we bring up that, hey, Michael was able to do it, which I completely forgot. You know, I didn't forget, but, you know, I'm not thinking about Michael right now in this situation. I'm thinking about how is Klaus going to get out of this. And so to bring up Michael again, to be like, hey, he was able to do it, so clearly you're going to have to find it somewhere deep inside of you. And I love that the deep-rooted issue ended up going back to being, you know, maybe I might not be a good father. You know, my father turned out to not be such a great guy, you know, that I didn't get along with, that wasn't there for me. And it brought up all these emotions of, you know, like real life of kids who grew up with either without a dad or with a dad that wasn't that great. You know, when they grew up, they're like, you can be the change in the cycle. You don't have to go down the same road as this man did. Mm-hmm. And I love that that was Cammy's message to him.
Yeah, I agree. It was beautiful, and it was kind of poetic. And I'm glad I really like it when they bring up old characters, because it's for the fans that have watched for a long time. You know, hey, we got you. Like, mm-hmm. we're going to tie this back to an older character, an older folklore, and they did. And I liked that a lot.
Yeah, so, I mean, Klaus clearly was able to, you know, dig deep and, with Cammy's help, get out of the situation and come back with a vengeance, because it's Klaus. There's no other way he's going to come back than big and bold. Mm-hmm. And, you know, stabbing other people like Marcel. But, you know, while all of this is going on inside of Klaus's head, we have the rest of his siblings who have come up with the master plan to free him. And it involves multiple layers and well thought up things that don't end up mattering because it all falls apart anyway.
Well, it just makes me laugh when people come up with these elaborate plans. You have to know. And when there's so many parts to it, you hear, you stab this person, it's not gonna, it's just not, you might as well just say go. See what happens.
Just run and start doing things.
Yeah, just do some improv, you know, like on your feet.
But the other reunion that we got to see was Rebecca and Marcel. So the first part of the plan is Rebecca's gonna go distract Marcel so that the others can go find Klaus in the city. And Rebecca's way of, you know, distracting him is to lure him to the graveyard, because every good conversation about a relationship has always happened in a graveyard, guys.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? That's the place to go.
It just screams romance, you know? It's like, yes, this is where our love is going to blossom, or it's just going to die, because I'm pretty sure they broke our ship's heart of Rebecca and Marcel in this scene.
Yeah.
They said some nasty things to each other. They started off with really nice things, because they're both, you know, dipping their toes in the pool to see, check the temperature of the water. Mm-hmm. Like, do I want to dive in? Do I want to go in? Yeah. Should I not? And then by the end of it, it was, I was stupid to ever love you. And I'm just sitting here like, no, you guys, you love each other, I swear. Don't, I mean, Marcel, just let her brother go and, you know, all will be well in the world.
I don't know. I really liked Marcel. I understood his actions for everything, but I'm getting to the point where I don't trust him. I think he's being shady, and I think he was the same way that Rebecca was trying to go there and kind of like lure him back in love with her. He was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think he likes to lie on his feet and he's good at it. And I am kind of, I don't want him to die, but I'm just over it. Like, get over it. Get over yourself, Marcel.
Get over yourself, Marcel.
Get over yourself, Marcel.
I mean, there is reason to feel for him. It kind of comes out, you know, so when Rebecca, you know, gets crossbowed by, and we don't know how to say this character's name.
Yes.
So if someone wants to put out like Hooked on Phonics pronunciation for us in the live chat, Sophia?
I have no idea.
Sophia is like what it's spelled Sofya, I think, and I, you know, we haven't really like heard her name a lot.
Yeah, I don't think.
But I just looked it up, and that it's Sophia.
Sophia. Yeah, so she's this.
Or could it just be Sophia, and that's a weird way of spelling it?
It could be like the ancient way of spelling it. You know, we don't know how old she is, because I didn't even know she was a vampire until she showed up with the crossbow and then like speed racered over. It's like, oh, okay, she is a vampire. Got it.
Yeah, because I don't know why I thought she was something else.
I thought she might have been either like a wolf. Or a witch.
Yeah.
Who Marcel was kind of keeping by his side as like his number one person to go to when threats happen, because she just has all the knowledge of the quarter. She knows everything that's going on. She warned Marcel that, you know, she had the video, surveillance video of Haley talking to the werewolf last week.
So Gemini 9857 reminds us she worked for Lucien last season.
Oh.
And, because I'm like, okay, she's familiar, but I don't ever remember her talking a lot.
Yeah.
But that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. And Price Wright says it is Sophia. So maybe we were just reading way too into that.
I mean, you know.
But, you know,
they were like, Sophia. Yeah. Sophia. Yeah. Sophia.
But they do throw some names out there for you sometimes that are really, you know, hard to say. So, you know. It's okay. Anyways, so she comes out with the crossbow and lays out Rebecca, kind of taking her out of the game for a little bit. And then every time Rebecca slightly starts coming back to, she's like, really, again, and just like stabs her again. And I'm like, look, we don't get a lot of Rebecca on this show. And I love Rebecca. Mm-hmm. She, outside of Klaus, she might be my next favorite Michelson.
Yeah. Child. And they always take her away. I'm like, what else are you doing, like, Claire Holt?
Yeah. I'm like, and then to spend a lot of the episode, you know, like, sleep again. I'm like, come on. She just woke up. She's always sleeping. Yeah. Like, she just woke up.
Yeah. She's like on at the beginning and ends of each season.
Yes.
And Ivan Soto in the chat said, no one finds it interesting that Sophia is a vamp who uses a crossbow instead of her hands. People have been talking a lot about that. It almost seems like a different kind of vampire.
Well, I mean, I took it more as she saw Rebecca getting angry with Marcel, needed to handle the situation from a distance, and just kind of took her out that way.
But it don't was like they a sniper usually, shot. They just go behind them and they stick their hands in their chests and rip out their hearts. That's what they always do.
But she can't do that to the love of Marcel's life.
Oh.
Especially now that her and Marcel are clearly more than just business associates.
Well, I do find it interesting because in the past, you know, people vervain other vampires with just kind of like a needle.
Mm-hmm.
And the bow and arrow thing is what hunters do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it kind of reminds me, you know, of their father, the vampire that is hunting vampires.
Or even like Jeremy from Vampire Diaries, who became the hunter.
I never watched Vampire Diaries.
Oh, honey.
I want to watch it.
You should. It's so good.
Really?
Be prepared to cry like a baby at the series finale, because that's what Sam and I did.
Yeah, you can find that on YouTube again. It's hilarious. Just watch our video. I just want everyone to experience our sadness.
So, I mean, while that's happening, we have Cole, who is babysitting Josh at the bar. He's been told, you know, don't let anyone in or out. He knows something is up because Josh gets the text from Marcel saying, I forget what it said.
Oh, it...
It was code.
Yeah, it was
code. Michelsons are back, warn everyone.
Yeah.
Basically. So, you know, but I loved Cole and Josh's interaction before all of this,
you know. Me too.
We got, you know, Cole was in love with Davina, so he's staring at her picture. They're kind of talking about losing people that you love because Josh lost Aiden before, and it was a very sweet moment between the two of them.
I agree. I liked it too because I'm always thinking my characters are going to come back, but I feel like they're trying to. If Davina wasn't going to come back, I don't think that they would keep on like talking about it because, I mean, the Cammy thing, we got to see her briefly, but I feel like they kind of let it go after she died because she wasn't really going to be back. So, I don't know. I hope Davina comes back. Are you a big Davina fan?
I'm more of a Niklaus.
Yeah. Okay, we're friends again.
We're friends.
Cool. Yeah. It's like, for me, Klaus does terrible things, and I'm aware of that. Everyone knows he's done terrible things, but
he's so cool.
He's so cool.
he's so cool.
He's my boy. Yeah. I'm going to team Klaus for that. Hashtag team Klaus. Like, I got his back.
He's evil, but he's good, but he's evil. He's like in between. But, you know, I just love the Klaus.
Yeah. Yes, and that's the other thing I wanted to say about that moment with him and Cammy is that you see his vulnerability so much when he's in that moment of, like, I don't think I have the strength to do this. And it's moments like that where you see the humanity inside of him that really, like, draw you back. And, like, oh, man, like, come on, Marcel. Why you gotta do him like that?
He's been pretty good to Marcel, I thought, recently. I mean, except for... It wasn't Klaus's fault that his brother ripped Marcel's heart out.
Let's get into that. So Elijah and Marcel do have a little face-off while Freya and Haley are downstairs trying to break the barrier for Niklaus to get out. But one of the things that, you know, Elijah's saying, like, you know, let my brother go and all this stuff. And Marcel's like, I mean, like, you murdered me. And he did nothing. He stood there and watched.
What was he supposed to do?
I mean, it happened so fast.
And he was literally standing there, Marcel was, telling them that I will destroy you. I plan on completely obliterating all of you. So what else were they supposed to do?
Yeah. And I know that, you know, Marcel was technically dead, so he didn't see this. But Klaus really grieved after that. He was torn apart. He felt like he lost a son because he considers Marcel like a son to him.
And we never saw that part of Klaus before.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And he even mentioned it tonight, like, my son has, like, the person who I thought was my son has me locked in here.
And I think that was, for me, a lot of why, I know last week I was very hard on Marcel, and I was like, you know what? He gotta go. He gotta die, because ain't no stopping him from coming after Klaus, and Klaus is my boy, so the only way for this to end happy is for him to die. But tonight I did see the hurt in Marcel, and it was a good reminder. You know, he has been through a lot. He did come into this family as an orphan, and they did abandon him when they thought he was dead, and then they came back, and then they killed him, and they took everything from him. And I was like, yes, I get it. And, you know, his big speech is about how through all this, he still managed to not end up like them. But I think that's wrong. I think Marcel is just like them.
Yeah, it's exactly one of those things when kids say, I'm not going to be like my parents. And then you see them try to run away from it, but then literally become their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what he's doing. And I mean, like we said, when the show started, Marcel ruled New Orleans and had this grudge against him. And I do feel like we're just reverting back to that same guy. But I do feel like tonight we saw a glimmer of hope. Hope.
Yes. Keyword there.
Exactly. Hope. She was just there shining.
She was shining for everyone. But, you know, and it did. I mean, I think the funniest line of the night, guys, goes to Cole. When
he was hilarious.
When they're standing at the car, right when everyone's reunited, and Marcel's like, I'm actually right here. And then Cole just says something along the lines of, like, you were never a Michelson. Get over it.
It's like, you don't go here.
It's like, you can't sit with us. Yeah. Dude.
You can't sit with us. You don't go here. We don't even care about you.
Yeah. It just, I mean, that made me laugh. I was in stitches on the floor with that one. I was like, I mean, yeah, he's not a Michelson, but. And Cole, you were the one who always never accepted him. Clearly, Klaus accepted him, loved him like a son. At one point, him and Elijah were, you know, building that relationship. Elijah then pulled away, and then him and Rebecca have chemistry and a connection there. So, yeah,
all these people in the chat, a Price Right, Cole stole this episode, Erica Walker. Cole is so hot. I agree. And I think he's funny. He's a very flawed and funny character. And what almost brought him down to life was Davina. And I think I'm enjoying at least hearing about her and seeing him kind of battle the different sides of himself.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, so the deal that they've made with Marcel to let them go, or, you know, that Marcel made with them, because he is letting them go. He wants that to be very clear. It's not a negotiation. He is letting them go. And they have to leave and never come back to New Orleans. Which I was like, ooh, are we doing, like, a city change? Is the Originals going to, like, Atlanta now? Like, what's the next stop,
that
guys?
That would be amazing.
Wouldn't it be?
Yeah, that would be so cool, just to see them transition from another city to take over.
Yeah,
that
to
city.
See how they take over a city. Mm-hmm. Well, exactly.
And in a way, I wish they would, because this fight has been happening over, back and forth. Who has New Orleans? Who has New Orleans now? So to go somewhere else, I think could be kind of fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah, maybe they'll go to Florida. I don't know.
Florida? I mean, they can't go to somewhere like L.A. Like, it's too big in L.A. You can't run L.A.
Yeah. I mean, there probably are vampires, you know, running every big city, but it's probably very hard to break into.
Very hard to get into. So with that, we get the moment that I think fans have been waiting for since we heard about this 5-year time jump and the season finale from last year. Klaus is now going home to see his daughter, Hope, for the first time in 5 years. And I don't know, I was as giddy as a tween at a One Direction concert. Are kids still into One Direction? I don't know what the kids are into these days.
They're not together anymore, Tiana.
Oh, the whole thing? Oh, they're wow. Done. I knew Zayn left. I didn't know the whole group was done.
They're donezo, guys.
Okay. Sam, you keep me young. Well, I was just so giddy the whole time. Like, oh, is it going to happen now? Is it going to happen now? Is it going to happen now? And then it happened, but she was asleep, and so I was a little sad about that. But it was also so precious watching him watch her while she was sleeping. As creepy as that also sounds,
I was also concerned. I mean, if you guys rewatch that, she was at the And wrong end of her bed. She's tossing and turning. This girl's not having good dreams. No one's picking up on, oh, Jesus, probably there's sweat all over the bed. She's upside down, and she's, like, flailing around.
Definitely.
But it's like, oh, so cute.
I mean, it was cute, but it reminded me, because when I was younger, my parents used to say that's how I would sleep. I would start, at, like, at one end of the bed with my head normally there, and then I'd wake up and be at the foot of the bed.
I actually did that, too.
I've woken up, like, I lay across, like, I start off just normal, you know, just sleeping straightforward, and then my body will start to turn this way, and then my legs are hanging off the bed.
Oh,
and
wow.
One time, actually, I woke up, and I was on my knees.
Oh, God, were you, like, praying to God?
I don't know, I was just like,
please stop this madness that I'm dreaming about.
Well, you know, speaking of dreaming, it is one of those things that as soon as I saw her positioning, I was like, well, she had that bad dream last week. You know, we saw that smoke cloud or whatever that was outside this week. It's like, maybe it's the dream that has her tossing and turning and she can't, you know, get comfortable because she even rolled over a couple times while Klaus was watching. So, I mean, I'm scared for Hope, but I'm also excited to see what she is capable of.
Yeah.
And see what forces are after all these poor children.
It reminds me of the twins from the Vampire Diaries.
Yes.
Definitely, you know, children being kind of like taken over.
Everybody wants children.
Yes. Save the babies.
The thing is that I love kids, but in horror stuff, kids scare the everything out of me. Like, when you see that ghost kid that's like, da-da-da, you're like, they used to be cute, but they're dead now, and they're just like walking around. That's what scares me. That's one of the scariest things for me.
So if you're ever looking for how to scare Sam, just have a kid creepily dress up and walk up to her.
Like, chase me.
That's all it takes. Well, before we get into predictions and whatnot, I want to talk to Okoye a little bit. Because, I mean, for a 14-year-old boy, do you have quite a resume stacked up for you right now. Let's see. Just last year, there was Birth of a Nation, Almost Christmas, Hidden Figures. Like, boy, when do you sleep? Do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled. My schedule is very wacky, you know. It's exhausting. Mm-hmm. It is exhausting, but I still have fun. And, you know, I still take breaks. I still go to Disney World. I still go to Universal. You know, I'm still a kid, but it's just work, you know. I love it. I love acting. You know, I'm just very humble. Mm-hmm. Out of everything that I've done, I just feel like a normal person, like, yeah, I've been in Hidden Figures, whatever. You know?
Whatever. Janelle Monáe's in my speed dial, but whatever.
Whatever.
You know? And when did you start? You started at a very young age with this whole acting thing.
I started when I was like 7 or 8.
Oh, wow.
In a competition called AMTC in Orlando, because I live in Florida. So, yeah, that's basically how I got started, because I had came for singing. And they're like, man, you should really act. Like, you look like you'll look good on camera. And I'm like, okay, I'll act, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it all started from there. I worked my way up as an extra. Then I went to main characters on commercials. And then I'm here now, you know.
So, wow.
Yeah.
You know, you got to start young, guys.
The key is start young.
I know. I'm like, I started working my way up in my 20s. So it's going to take me... But that's amazing. I mean, it's so cool that you've been able to have all this experience. And I'm sure it's made you a little more, like, mature. Do you ever find when you're kind of, like, hanging out with kids that are just being kids that you have so much more life experience, but you're also still a kid?
Yes, yes. And people are like, you're so young. Like, I'm looking at the chat now. He was 9. He was 8.
Well, that's what's awesome.
I mean, but that's a good thing. It's actually a pretty good thing for this business. Like, I'll be 15 in November, which is far away, but you know,
yeah,
I'm still a kid.
But I mean, absolutely. I was surprised when I started doing research, because I was really expecting like a 7 or 8 year old to walk in the studio. And
I'm used to it.
Oh my gosh, but you know, it's just that sweet little innocent baby face.
But Adam's character is younger, probably, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I mean, it's a blessing. It really is, because that's a great thing to be able to do, to look that young. And then I'm sure in other things, they can age you up, and you can just be you.
Yeah, and so for some of the other stuff you've done, like, serious stuff like Birth of a Nation, and then you've also done funny stuff like Vacation. I mean, you were in a scene with Key and Michael Key. Like, I mean, just holding your own in that moment, too, and he's a really funny guy. So
such a good guy. I love him. Like, he's so cool, and he's so funny, and he's just so over the top sometimes when we're in the scene. He's like, Kevin, let me give you a kiss. So, yeah, that was fun. And working with Regina Hall. I'm actually working with her again right now in L.A. So, nice. Yeah, just having so fun.
How do you prepare for all these roles? And, you know, there's such different ranges needed from comedy to, you know, dramatic and all that stuff. How do you prepare for all that?
Just practice, you know. Just practicing my lines, getting into character. Because, you know, I attach myself to that one character, and then I move on, and I attach myself to another character. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, look, you seem to have it all prepared.
Make it so easy. Seems so easy.
And I know that you come from a choir background, so you sing. So, do you think in your future you'll be, like, releasing an album or anything? Is that something that you aspire towards, or are you focusing more on acting right now?
I'm just focusing on acting right now. Like, at first, I was like, yeah, I want to sing. But now, I just love acting. Like, I really love acting. But I love singing, too. So I'll always go back to singing later on in my life. But when I get older, I'm going to move to L.A. And I want to go to film school to be a director. So when I get older, I plan on being a director.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. Do you have a favorite director right now? I mean, it doesn't have to be someone you've worked with. It could be someone who's worked with
you. I've worked with him, but this is his first directorial debut. His name is Rami Malco.
Mm-hmm. From 40-Year-Old Virgin, and I love him. He's so funny.
Yes, yes. He's so cool. He's so down to earth, and I just love the way he directs, like, he's so cool. I love cool people.
Well, we had someone in the chat. I don't know where it is, but it says, this kid's going places.
Oh, thank you.
They're going places, kid. Sam, you can ask your question now. The one I wouldn't let you ask before we started.
Yes. Well, I think he already told us, but I'm going to say, besides Klaus, who is your favorite character on the originals?
I would have to say Marcel.
Oh.
Surprise. Interesting. Surprise. Interesting twist there, because,
like,
you know,
too.
Those two hate each other.
Yeah, so they do. Like, but I like, it's weird, but I like their hate for each other. Like, it's so diverse. Like, I like Niklaus, and then I like Marcel. So it's just, I have both sides, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm backing them both, even though they're mad at each other. So yeah. I don't have a side of Marcel or Niklaus. Yeah.
And you got to spend a lot of time with them on set when you were shooting. So tell us how, you know, that experience was working on set with them.
It was great. It was just like a big family. Mm-hmm. Just a big, big family. I was like, they just walked by. I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, can't wait to see you on set. And then we get to set, and then we just do our lines, you know, play out the roles. Well, I will not tell you what we were doing.
See, I almost had him there.
No, there's more.
I will not tell you, but yeah.
But I know someone in the chat earlier asked, what was it like to meet Joseph Morgan?
Very cool. Very cool. Just chill. Just like, what's up, Al? You know? Because people can't pronounce my name, like Alcoye, so they just call me Al. So.
Guys, it's like Kanye, but Alcoye.
Yes.
That's how I remember it.
That's a good way to think of it, yeah. Yeah. But he was a cool dude, great actor, you know, down to earth. Yeah.
Awesome.
I would love to meet him.
I was going to say me too, but then I remembered.
You,
I did.
You did.
At Comic-Con. No big. Check out my Instagram if you want to see a picture of me with him. Anywho's. So I've seen it a couple times in the chat. They want to know, were there any pranks played on set? Or did you play any pranks?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
No pranks.
No pranks?
Yeah, just a clean
You guys are just so happy sitting around, like, singing Kumbaya by the campfire, having, like, family time.
That drinking out
like,
of blood bags.
Yeah. Maybe. just a couple vampires and witches hanging out, having a good time. Don't mind us over here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for that. Thank you for joining us. Yes. This has been a lot of fun.
Yes, it's been so
Everyone
much fun.
Everyone loves you.
And yes. And, yeah, the chat has really come to love you. They still can't get over the fact that you're so, that you look so young, but they do love you. So with that, I think we should get into some predictions.
Yes. You can just watch us and make faces.
We're just going to start saying things and look at you to see if you react to what we say, to see if we're right. But it's going to be hard because his poker face is just to always smile.
That's so, why he always smiles.
I'm keep smiling.
He's like, I'm just going to smile through the whole thing. Yeah.
I'm just going to be like...
Super Biggie K-pop said this kid is professional, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Sam, do you want to start with predictions?
Sure. So a bunch of people in the chat remind us that Clara Holt has been cast in an ABC pilot called Doomsday, so I think that her Doomsday might be coming soon on the show.
But, I mean, here's the thing, guys. She was just cast in this. They filmed this between, like, the summer and, like, late last year.
Yeah.
So, not saying that her character, we do know her character is not going to be around for the whole season because it's Clara Holt, so clearly she's not going to stick around. But... this news isn't affecting this season of the show.
This season, no. Yeah, so this I guess season. It's a bit TBD, but I think that, you know, I'm very, when she got stabbed this episode, I was like, oh man, you know, here we go again. So I don't want to feel that way all the time. I don't know what's going to happen with her character, but I don't think it's going to be great. And I think we're going to learn a lot more about Hope and Adam's connection. And I think Hope is good. I do think Hope is good, but I think that and she could maybe save Adam in some way. I'm not sure, because they're connected by the same symbol. And, you know, we're going to see more Elijah and Haley. Elijah, I definitely want to see that. And Marcel, I'm not sure, but he's going to go either way.
Okay. So I've been thinking about this Hope and Adam thing. Definitely think that there's a connection there. Not sure what it is. And I think it's deeper than just whatever this person or spirit is that is luring children away, because, you know, we've seen a lot in the chat about their ideas about it. I think that there is something else. Like, I feel like Hope's dreams are more like visions, or she's like manifesting things that she's unaware of that she's doing to like also draw in people, and that Adam is like one of those people who she might have a mind connection to. I think Hope is the key to finding Adam. And because we've made this deal that everyone has to get out of New Orleans, I do think that the reason they have to come back, based off of Vincent's voicemail to Marcel that, like, you know, I might have done this, I think Marcel's going to end up having to lick his wounds and come to the Michelsons and ask for help. Ooh. To get the city back in order from like whatever that. This threat is. So that's what I'm saying. It's probably wrong, but I'm sticking with it, guys. You know me. Ride or die for if I'm right or wrong. I will argue down why I think I'm still right, even knowing I'm wrong. So this has been a lot of fun. Thank you, Okoye, for joining us. This
Thank
was
you
fun.
For having me.
Of course, anytime. And best of luck for everything that you're doing with your life. I know you're filming a new project right now. Like, just keep on killing it,
Thank
guy.
You. Thank
like,
you so
just
much.
Just keep on killing it. And let the fans know, where can they find you on social media or anything?
My Instagram is Okoye Brunson. So that's A-L-K-O-Y-A. And Brunson, I'm sure it'll pop up. So, yeah. And I'm not really a Twitter person, but I am a Facebook person.
Okay.
So, Okoye, it's the same thing. So,
make sure you guys check him out and follow him and send him some love, because, you know, he's doing some big things over here.
Yeah. This is a good one to get on the train early, guys.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And Sam, where can they find you?
You guys can find me, Sam Davidson Entertainment, Twitter and Instagram at SamD43. And I just want to thank Luna B Jewelry for making this cruel crystal necklace that gets me in touch with all of the spirits.
I love that you said cruel.
Cruel. Yes.
This cruel necklace. And I'm Tiana Hobson. You can find me at the Tiana Hobson. And make sure you guys check out all the shows that we do here at AfterBuzz TV. I mean, we do so many every week for you. Follow AfterBuzz at AfterBuzz TV all over social media. And check out other shows. You know, we got Riverdale, Once Upon a Time. the arrangement.
Yes. Imposters. Yes, I'm on that one too. That's a really good one.
I mean, I just caught up on that. It's really good, guys. Check out all the shows that we do here for you guys free of charge. And we'll see you guys again next Sunday here at 5:15-ish for another episode of The Originals. Till
next
time.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Guys.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye. See you later.
From executive producers Maria Menounos.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.